Ekstrom had watched in extreme discomfort as Giannini shredded his key witness. The film was devastating evidence. The judge ignored Ekstrom and gestured to the bailiff to open the door to admit Blomqvist and Edklinth.
I would first like to call Mikhail Blomqvist.
Then I would ask that Herr Teleborian stand down for a while, Judge Everson said. Are you finished with me?
Teleborian said.
No, not by any means, Giannini said.
Blomqvist replaced Teleborian in the witness box. Judge Everson swiftly dealt with the formalities and Blomqvist took the oath.
Mikhail, Giannini said, and then she smiled. I would find it difficult, if Your Honour will forgive me, to call my brother Herr Blomqvist, so I will settle for his first name.
She went to Judge Everson's bench and asked for the forensic psychiatric report which she had just handed to him. She then gave it to Blomqvist.
Have you seen this document before?
Yes, I have. I have three versions in my possession. The first I acquired on May 12th, the second on May 19th, and the third, this one, on June 3rd.
Can you tell us how you acquired the copies?
I received them in my capacity as a journalist, from a source I do not intend to name.
Salander stared at Teleborian. He was once more deathly pale.
What did you do with the report?
I gave it to Torsten Edklinth at Constitutional Protection.
Thank you, Mika. Now I'd like to call Torsten Edklinth, Giannini said, taking back the report.
She handed it to Judge Everson, and the procedure with the oath was repeated.
Superintendent Edklinth, is it correct that you received a forensic psychiatric report on Lisbeth Salander from Mikhail Blomqvist?
Yes, it is.
When did you receive it?
It was logged in at SIS on June 4th.
And this is the same report I've just handed to Judge Everson?
If my signature is on the back, then it's the same one.
The judge turned over the document and saw Edklinth's signature there.
Superintendent Edklinth, could you explain how you happened to have a forensic psychiatric report in your possession which claims to have analysed a patient who was still in isolation at Sahlgrenska?
Yes, I can. Dr. Teleborian's report is a sham. It was put together with the help of a person by the name of Jonas Sandberg, just as he produced a similar document in 1991 with Gunnar Björk. That's a lie, Teleborian said in a weak voice.
Is it a lie? Giannini said.
No, not at all, Edklinth said. I should perhaps mention that Jonas Sandberg is one of a dozen or so individuals who were arrested today by order of the Prosecutor General. Sandberg is being held as an accomplice to the murder of Gunnar Björk. He is part of a criminal unit operating within the security police, which has been protecting Alexander Zarechenko since the 70s. This same group of officers was responsible for the decision to lock up Lisbeth Salander in 1991. We have incontrovertible evidence as well as a confession from the unit's director.
The courtroom was hushed, transfixed.
Would Dr. Teleborian like to comment on what has just been said?
Judge Everson asked.
Teleborian shook his head.
In that case, it is my duty to tell you that you risk being charged with perjury and possibly other counts in addition,
Judge Everson said.
If you'll excuse me, Your Honour, Blomqvist said.
Yes?
Dr. Teleborian has bigger problems than this. Outside the courtroom are two police officers who would like to bring him in for questioning.
I see, the judge said. Is it a matter which concerns this court?
I believe it is, Your Honour.
Judge Everson gestured to the bailiff, who admitted Inspector Modig and a woman Prosecutor Ekstrom did not immediately recognise. Her name was Lisa Kolschow, and she was a criminal inspector for the Special Investigations Division, the unit within the National Police Board responsible for investigating cases of child pornography and sexual assault on children.
And what is your business here?
Judge Everson said.
We are here to arrest Peter Teleborian with your permission and without wishing to disturb the court's proceedings.
Judge Everson looked at Advocate Giannini.
I'm not quite finished with him, but the court may have heard enough of Dr. Teleborian.
You have my permission,
Judge Everson said to the police officers. Kolschow walked across to Teleborian.
Peter Teleborian, you are under arrest for violation of the law on child pornography.
Teleborian sat still, hardly breathing. Giannini saw that all the light in his eyes seemed to have been extinguished.
Specifically, for possession of approximately 9,000 pornographic photographs of children found on your computer. She bent down to pick up his laptop, which he had brought with him. This is confiscated as evidence, she said. As he was being led from the courtroom, Salander's blazing eyes bored into Teleborian's back.